You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
I'm good. What are you up to today?
On my way to work / dropping my second kid off for school.
Yeah.
Fun. What do you do for a living?
Right now, I'm an early preschool teacher, but next week, unfortunately, will be my last day.
Unfortunately?
I chose to be a stay-at-home mom for the second time because my second child is about to go to preschool, and then his and his sister's school just doesn't well with my work schedule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
boy, that's tough.
That is tough, Dom.
Man. Tough. I love my job, and this is my third time working with the same director, and she's really wonderful, and she understood very well. So.
Well, they can't work around your schedule then?
I want me to be full-time, and right now I only work 9 to 2, so it makes it kind of hard.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I still feel like they should work with you a little more.
You know, we did a whole segment on our show one time about whether it was worth it to have a job with what you get paid versus what you pay to have that job. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're paying for daycare, if you're paying for clothes, gas, lunches, this, that, and the other. And we remember we've had people who found out and they did the math that it costs them more to have their job than to not have the job. Mm-hmm. Just because of the child care situation.
It's very true. Yeah, you got to do the math on that.
Man, oh, man.
And it's extremely high for child care.
Yes. Uh-huh. And going up. And, you know, think about those people who are paying for child care for like 3 or 4 kids.
It's brutal.
I mean,
how do you do it?
Yeah, I don't know how you.
Initially, it's funny because on social media, you can like go find other chats and like find out people what they're doing and everything. And some companies, some child cares, they will only charge you a month. Mine, however, charges per week. But children have been in daycare for a while now. And this is probably the cheapest we have found. But in the past, we would go from maybe $350 to $450 a week. One income.
$350 a week per kid? I think we lost her. I had a
feeling. Depends which classroom they were in, but
your phone keeps cutting out.
Well, either way, it's expensive.
But I mean, if it's $400 a week, all right, then you're talking, what, $1,600 a month? Mm-hmm. So you're looking at about $18,000 a year.
Yeah.
Then you've got all your other costs associated with that.
Food, clothes, gas, everything.
Sometimes people have got to, you know, somebody might say, well, I make $30,000 a year. Well, yeah, but then you got taxes taken out.
Yeah.
And then you got other stuff. You're either breaking even or you're actually in the hole.
Yeah.
Or you're just bringing in like $4,000 for some people. They're like, God.
Darn it.
Man, oh, man.
Colorado's getting more and more expensive, so that doesn't help either.
Sure is,
yeah.
Lindsay. It sure is.
You know, if it's $400, you know, a week, now multiply that by 2 or 3 kids. And it's costing some people $30,000 to.
You know the big way around this, don't you? You know the way around this?
What?
I'm very fortunate for my husband. He is a veteran, and he's working for a national cemetery in Lakewood, and he does really well for himself. And we talked about it, and I'm better off at stay at home.
I think.
All right. Well, that's okay. Well, then you get a little one-on-one time with your kiddos. Nobody else is raising them but you, Lindsay.
You know, you do what works for you, Lindsay. And thank you for spending your mornings with your boys. You ready to play Rattle Off?
But.
All right. Hope your phone doesn't crap
it's
out.
It's really bad.
10 seconds. Give us 5 reasons a cop could give you a ticket. 5 reasons that a cop could give you a ticket. Ready? And go.
Speeding, brake lights are out, not wearing a seatbelt. Your tags are expired.
Oh, time's up. You got 4. You did get 4.
Illegal lane change.
Drunk driving.
Yeah.
Sure.
Rolling through a stop sign.
Stoned.
Yeah.
You know, technically in Colorado, you can get a ticket for driving too slow in the left lane, but I don't know if that's ever really enforced.
They need
to enforce
that.
At least not enough.
They need to enforce that.
Not enough, for sure. You didn't know about that law, Lindsay?
I hear about that one. I hear about that in Utah.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's a lot of people in Colorado who don't know about it either, if you know what I mean. A lot of them on I-25. Listen, thank you for calling us. You go have a great day, okay?
And guys, have a wonderful day and stay warm.
You
okay,
got
you
it.
Too. Bye-bye.
Will do.
Chelsea, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey.
So, what are you doing today?
I am a piano teacher, so I have a whole bunch of music lessons coming up here in a little bit.
Oh, that's good. Good
My wife does that. Gretchen's a piano teacher, too. She's got 15 students this semester. How many do you have? Do you do more than that?
Oh, yeah. I have a music academy, so we have like over 100. So.
Yeah, you got to get loaded.
Like you
I don't teach all of them, though.
Wow. Yeah, how many do you teach?
How many do I teach? That's a good question. I think about 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
There was a time. Yeah. I mean, obviously, one of the things we have to do, because the lessons are out of our house, and I work out of my house. I'm doing a radio show out of the house, so we can't have piano banging around, right? So she can't do anything until the afternoon, and even then it's after school, right? So she's limited to the number of kids she can have. But she told me that years ago she had 40 at a time, and I can't wrap my brain around that, Chelsea.
I did that for a while, too, after just teaching after school. But I had little kids, so my kid would, like, stand at the top of the stairs screaming, "Mommy!" And that was really fun.
Not now! So. We're playing the entertainer here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
so,
good money, though.
No,
good for you. That's a lot of good money.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
I gotta know, because I didn't know anything about this until I met Gretchen, but she teaches using the, what's it called, the Suzuki method. Do you use that?
Oh, she does. No, I don't. Suzuki method is pretty intense. I'm pretty laid back, so.
Pretty chill.
Yeah. We're just here to have fun.
Well, my piano teacher growing up, apparently, you know, you got to keep your fingers curled as you're playing, you know, kind of, you know, prop your hands up. And she would bring like a pencil with a needle at the end of it, taped in the end of it. So she would poke underneath my hands as my hands fell flat just to pop them back up. And I don't think you could get away with that nowadays.
Blood on the keys, everybody.
But yeah, like every
blood
now and then she'd poke deep enough that you'd get a little pinprick there and you'd bleed.
Wow. I've never heard of such a thing.
So to this day, when I'm resting my hands on paper or even using my phone, it's like my hands
are arched
a little bit. It's traumatizing, yes.
Yeah, my teacher used to poke a fork in my back if I slouched.
Yeah, there's another one. Yeah. Sit up straight.
Yep, so.
I like that so much. I don't know why. Yeah. I just really like it.
No, I don't use that technique myself. So.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, we got away from that one.
Yeah, get some bad Yelp reviews on that one, yeah.
Are your lessons a half hour?
Most of them are. I have some more intense students who are 45 minutes or an hour. So,
do you mind me asking what you charge for a half hour?
Ooh, I don't know. You can go to my website and look at it.
Yeah, go to the website.
I charge the average for my area. I'm not the highest and I'm not
Which
the lowest.
Is what? What is it? I'm trying to think
like,
of what
between
we pay.
Is it between $30 and $60 for a lesson?
For a half an hour. It's between those two numbers, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Jeremy, trying to think. We have two kids, and I think we're at $240 a month for both kids.
Yeah.
$250, yeah, $260,
yeah, about,
somewhere up there.
That's
somewhere
about where we're at.
Two something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
let me
break that down. $240 for two, that's $120 each, 4 weeks. So it's $30 a half hour.
Does that seem right?
I'm a little bit above that, but yes, just about.
So, yeah, it would be more. Mm-hmm. So the our piano instructor is my best friend's sister, who I've known since kindergarten, essentially. So she's our piano teacher. So
I gotta ask
she
you
might
something
cut
else.
Us a break. I don't know.
Chelsea, do you ever do any bartering with any of your customers?
You know, I have in the past.
What have you done?
Not right
I'm
now.
Curious.
Babysitting. Like for my older students, you know,
that's good.
That was the big one. Some
let
house
me tell
cleaning.
You the jackpot that Gretchen stumbled into was the woman who does her hair, you know, her cut and color and stuff like that, has a granddaughter and they worked out trade. So the granddaughter gets piano lessons and Gretchen gets free hair care, all of her cut and color and everything
good.
She wants.
That's
it's
nice.
Just like. Paid for.
That's a nice one.
That's a good trade.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah.
Because that's not cheap going to the cut and color is, I don't know, anywhere from $150 to $250 or something.
Good trade.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, well, listen, you're our final contestant today, so if you don't get this, nobody wins.
Oof.
Yeah, I know.
Let's
see if you can get this one. 10 seconds. I'm trying to find one that's fairly easy since it's the last one of the day. Let's try this. 10 seconds. Give us 5 books, and you can go back in time as far as you want. 5 books that were made into movies. And it's a lot of them. Five books that have been made into movies over the years. Ready? And go.
You're going to hate me. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows 2.
Well, we didn't give the disclaimer of only
never
one
said
per
the
franchise.
Disclaimer this time, did we?
It's the only thing.
So
is
you
that,
got it.
Is,
well, I mean, you could have done like Jurassic Park,
Hunger Games,
I
Twilight.
I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Are you a huge Harry Potter fan?
Yeah.
We couldn't tell.
I know.
Well, you got it. I mean, you got
it. Everybody in Denver hates me now.
No, nobody hates you.
We normally have a disclaimer that says one per franchise, and I did not say that, so you are a winner.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
Well done.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
We watched a great movie the other night. It was a Matt Damon movie that came from a book. It's called We Bought a Zoo, and it was actually really
good.
Isn't it good?
That's such a good feel-good movie.
It was a fun movie.
Movie,
and it turns out it was from a book. I was like, oh, we go to hell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's a good one. Yeah.
Well, good job. You got it. Congrats.
You know what? You cast a spell on us, Chelsea.
Oh, good one.
And you got the prize.
Oh, listen. Thank you so much, guys.
Well, thank you. If you will stand by, Josh will give you all the details you need, okay?
Yeah, will do. All right.
All right. Hold on. Don't go away. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys, Dom and Jeremy.